I want to believe. Help me believe. I want to believe. There was a story in the Bible. The man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because sometimes our glass could be half full or half empty, however you want to put that. And sometimes we believe, but there's some parts of us that do have some unbelief. So, Lord, we believe, but help our unbelief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's amazing. He's amazing. God, we thank you so much for this wonderful day, this wonderful Sunday. Thank you for showing forth your mighty works. Thank you for visiting with us this morning. You know we need you desperately. Your people need you desperately. For some people, tomorrow is too late, but God, some need you right now. We need you now, Lord. We need you now. Lord, we thank you for visiting with us, seeing about your people. Thank you for manifesting yourself to us, revealing yourself to us, reminding us that you are God. And besides you, there is no other. Holy Spirit, we ask you to canvas this service. Canvas it, canvas it. Canvas it by zip codes. Canvas it by households. Canvas it by cities and states. Canvas every location under the sound of my voice. Sanction this service. Saturate us with your presence. Make yourself known today to us, Lord. Lord, we panteth after you. Our soul panteth after you. We like a dry and a thirsty land. And God, if you don't feed us, if you don't fill us, Lord, we're empty. So God, we're asking you to fill us up today. In the name of Yahshua, we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your attentions with me today. And I'm going to get to it in a second. Let's go to Mark. Let's go to Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Now, you know, we have communion today. So for those of you who want to participate in our communion service, we didn't do it last Sunday due to the sake of time, but we will have communion Sunday today. And so those of you who would like to participate in the communion Sunday, you may want to stay back with us as we go right straight into our communion service. So Mark chapter 10, let me start off at verse 46. And it came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude, a blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. Man, thank you, Lord. and throwing away. Let me just stop there. Right there, it just blessed me. I got to read that one again. Then many warned him to be quiet. Y'all can relate to this. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Let me talk to you from a message right there. I'm just going to stop right there and says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus. How many of us need mercy? When we got saved, we needed mercy. When we received salvation for the first time, that was mercy. When we ran across obstacles, situations that we didn't know we were going to come out, how we were going to come out, that was mercy. When you were in the courtroom, not knowing how the judge was going to decide your future, but the Lord let you out, that was mercy. When you found yourself in a situation, how are you going to pay this bill? Because if this bill don't get paid, I don't know how I'm going to make it. That was mercy when the Lord provided it. When your body was sick and medication wasn't even helping, you found yourself going through the hills, the valleys, climbing, pain, aches, and then the Lord eventually came through for you. That was mercy. Many instances in our lives, we can find mercy. Sometimes I'll say, when we've been delivered from something, some type of turmoil in our lives, as we go on our journey, sometimes we forget about how the Lord did it. And we have a short attention span by fault. And especially for those of us who experiencing some things now, some challenges even now, we forget what the Lord did last year. Some of us 6 months ago, even some 2 weeks ago, and he did it and he showed his mercy. And this is our repay to him because we have short attention span. We forget what he's done from us. Forget not the Lord that God who brought you from. Forget not the Lord that God. Forget not that Lord that God. Because oftentimes we need reminders. That's why it said, forget not that Lord that God. For it is he that give us what? The power. What to do what? To get wealth. And so wealth is not always monetary things, financial things. Sometimes wealth is health. Because if your health ain't right where it needs to be, you can't obtain much of anything. And so blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, it's very important, Dale, that we understand that this person was given a name. Some gospels didn't even acknowledge him. God Almighty, how many times where you might have not felt acknowledged or you felt slighted when you felt like you should have been recognized for certain things you've done and people don't see you, they overlook you and they don't even give you a name. They don't even want to label you. They'll just call you, they'll only describe you by your condition, man, blind. But Luke described the man a blind man, while Mark described him blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. What tells me is when you ever hear that you come from some sort of offspring, that tells me that somebody knew who God was. This blind Bartimaeus found himself on the road begging. The Bible tells us that Jesus was coming near to Jericho with a crowd, which means Jesus was on assignment. But he didn't call Jesus just by Jesus' name. He described him as the son of David, which tells me, because at the time, you got to understand that there was no Bibles, it was Torahs. And so it tells me that he grew up in some kind of a synagogue, or his father taught him some things because he didn't see him, but he heard about him. He just didn't come to him saying, "Jesus, just heal me." He described him son of David. have mercy on me. And so blind Bartimaeus, he obviously knew Jesus' history. And now it's important that when we call upon him, at least know a little bit about him. At least get an idea of some sort of insight who you calling for. And at least get some sort of, let's have a little more respect. And call him by not just by his name. Man, Jesus recognized his word. He said, "Son of David." He said, "Man, let me read this again." He says, verse 47, he said, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry. Sometimes we cannot be diplomatic when we want something. And he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Exclamation point. Then many warned him to be quiet. Man, that's difficult here because these were people who was following Jesus. They telling this man in his condition to be quiet. But you're a believer. How are you going to tell another believer to be quiet when they are shaken? When they know that they need a blessing. They need a miracle, but another believer telling another believer, be quiet. Man, you know, this is not a disappointment to the non-believers. This is a disappointment to the believer. Because we have people in the church that want to keep other people from getting to the pastor. Because here's the thing, they like, I don't want you to get too close to him. I need to make sure I keep you at a distance because you might overthrow me by the gifts and the skill set you have. So what happens is when people tend to do that, they are intimidated by you, even though they know your condition. Because they know once that condition get lifted, all hell is loose. Man, let me tell you something. Bartimaeus, he did not care what he sound like. Not that day. I believe it wasn't just blind Bartimaeus that was the only one begging on the road. I believe there was many beggars that day. I believe that blind Bartimaeus was the only one that had the audacity to call him by his history, Son of David. Have mercy on me. Not once though, Brother G, but twice. And sometimes, you know, when you're not being heard the first time, do it all over again. Because there's a slight chance that God will hear you the second time. It wasn't like that the Lord didn't hear him the first time. He heard him the first time. But when it does, it introduced the readers on what took place or the narrative of what took place after he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd, I'm not sure it was the disciples, but quite naturally it could have been. Maybe one, two, or three of them. But it said them, told them, be quiet. Shut your mouth, man. I tell you, man, it's a disappointment to a degree because believers have this stance about them where you're supposed to not praise God with just internally. God wants you to praise him externally. He wants you to praise him out and about, not worrying about what the next man is saying about your praise. It's no time to be dignitary, First Lady. You don't need to be in yourself. Sometimes you got to get wild and out and get out of yourself, especially when you have a certain need of something. You should not be worried or caring about what a person is going to say or how you responded or how you reacted or how you trying to get the attention of the Lord. Jesus was on his way to Jericho. Obviously, he was coming from somewhere and heading towards somewhere else. But in the midst of his journey, I think the Lord on purpose went through that journey. He probably went through the lane where the beggars was probably out there panhandling. He probably said, I want to know which one of them is going to call me by my name. God Almighty, let me just go ahead and get in the flow here. I want to know on purpose. Sometimes you got to know when Jesus is getting ready to come through your path. If he's coming through your neighborhood, come out your house. I don't care if you got on pajamas and your hair's not rolled up properly, your hair ain't straight, your makeup ain't straight. Come out of your comfort zone and say, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. because we think that we got to look a certain way. And some of us, we ashamed to show ourselves because we don't think that we're not capable, or we're not a part of. So I'm going to stay in my house in these pajamas, keep my hair rolled up because I'm looking busted, disgusted, and things are not going my way. So I'm not going to come out of myself because I don't want to hear what my neighbors is going to say. I don't want them to see me in this condition, but I don't care. Blind Bartimaeus said, I could care less what y'all say. I've been begging too long. I'm not quite sure how old blind Bartimaeus was, but he's been begging for a long time. And most times when you're in a condition like that, sometimes you can become accustomed to how you live. And you get used to begging. You get used to the condition. So much so you call it normal. That you see yourself that you ain't going to ever come out of this. That nothing is going to ever change. Things are not going to move. But one day, he decided that I'm coming out of my house. I don't know where he was living at the time. He might have been living nowhere. And sometimes his condition, maybe where he was living, the lights wasn't turned on. Maybe it was no oil burning. Not quite sure, because everybody who's in the street, that don't mean they're completely homeless. Let's not get that twisted. But that was his way of earning money. That was his way of collecting some sort of cash to feed himself, to take care of himself. So he had to go out on the road where people were begging. It was a strip. Don't get it twisted. It was a strip of people. It was just that one person decided that I don't want to live this way anymore. How many people decided they don't want to live this way anymore? Let me tell you something. God is not going to force you to stop living the way you're living. You have to be willing and make a conscious decision. I don't want to live this way no more, God. Tired of begging. Tired of being busted. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of lacking. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of being frustrated. I'm tired of being alone. I'm just sick and I'm tired. Son of David, have mercy on me. And that's the time where you start to call out because you even got tired, just like blind Bartimaeus got tired, living in the condition that he was living in. You think he cared about Peter, James, and John, Bartholomew, and all Matthew and all of them? He didn't care less. He was saying, my voice is going to override their voices. Even blind Bartimaeus was like, what is that noise that I'm hearing? Somebody must have told him it was Jesus. Because he couldn't see, but he heard. That tells me that sometimes when you're lacking something in all of your five senses, you usually will override, you supersede in another area. So he couldn't see, but he can hear clearly. He heard the noise coming so much so that he inquired. Sometimes when you want God, sometimes you got to inquire. Once you inquire and you understand, then it's time to take the next steps. He was blind, but you think that kept him from getting closer to the Messiah? And we got all excuses in the world why we can't accomplish certain things that we can't accomplish. We got all the excuses. We'll make up all the excuses. Here, blind Bartimaeus was lacking one out of the five senses. And here we got all the five senses and we can't seem to get ourselves together. We can't seem to get us apply our praise. We can't seem to get out of our pride because our stuff ain't where it want to be. Because I've heard people tell me, I ain't going to go to church until I start getting Sunday clothes. Man, you're going to wait till you try to get something? Maybe if you show up one day, maybe somebody will bless you with some clothes. Have you ever considered that? Maybe God will turn your shame and flip it to some fame. Oh, why? Because of his name, Son of David. Lord, I like this right here. Have mercy on me. God Almighty, man. When he heard that, it was Jesus. Verse 47 of Nazareth, he began to cry. No, he didn't just cry, but he cried out. You see, we cry, sometimes tears run down our eyes. A plethora of tears, drips. I have to be honest with you, the Lord don't respond to tears. But he can respond to a cry out. Meaning, blind Bartimaeus came out of himself. Keep in mind now, most people who beg, they don't have pride. They don't have shame. They'll ask no matter what it is. And we look at them. We look down on them in certain circumstances because you're driving nice. I ain't rolling down my windows because there's a stench that might come in to the car that I just finished washing. I'm not stopping by here because usually whenever you go in certain neighborhoods, usually there's a specific area that's made out for the homeless, the hunger, the blind, the halt. They stick together. These beggars were sticking together. I tell you, man, I just know that it's so many of us. When was one of you going to come out and cry out and say, Son of David, have mercy on me? When are one of you are going to get the audacity, have enough courage, have enough strength to say that if I don't change, nothing's going to change for me? I'm not going to worry about what the first lady got to say. I'm not worrying about what pastor got to say. I'm trying to get to Jesus. Son of David, have mercy on my finances. Because you know what I'm lacking. Now, blind Bartimaeus had one condition. But let's be truthful. We all got some conditions. I think the reason why some of it ain't changing because we ain't crying out. And if we are crying out, who are we crying out to? Because just because you're crying out to some people, they have an ear, but they don't have an ear to answer your requests. God Almighty, man. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Blind Bartimaeus must have did a little history because he found out that Jesus was the Son of David. He knew from Abraham to David was 14 generations. God Almighty. He knew from David to the carry along from Babylon was another 14 generations. He knew from Babylon to Christ Jesus was another 42 generations. He didn't care about it was 42 if you total that up. All he knew that Son of David, have mercy on me. It was Matthew that pointed that out because Matthew was a tax collector, so he cared about numbers. Mark said, I'm not really concerned about the numbers, but he talked about the genealogy of Jesus. And so maybe blind Bartimaeus got his hands, maybe he was able to kind of put his finger on those type of, I can't remember what kind of books where you kind of feel your way through. Not quite sure, but maybe he felt his way through. Perhaps, maybe prior to coming to the lane of Jericho, maybe he was reading or maybe he was filling out his way. God Almighty. We don't know what he was doing post coming into contact with Jesus. But that day was his day. Can I tell somebody something who was not encouraged? Today might be your day. Matter of fact, let me get a little bit more specific. Maybe it's just not the day. Maybe it's the hour. Maybe this is your very hour to change your circumstances by what you do. I'm not going to just tear because tears ain't going to work, but I'm going to cry out. I'm going to get out of myself because for some of us, tomorrow's too late. I got to change my perspective on what my condition is, and I'm tired of, I got to rearrange this. I got to pay Paul, steal from Peter, punch Matthew in his face, uppercut Paul, but I need some changes. I need some deliverance. I need a breakthrough. Son of David, have mercy on me. Maybe he revisited the Psalms 34 when he says the poor man cried out. Didn't Brother Sean just read verse 6? The poor man cried out and the Lord delivered him from his fears. Maybe he knew that scripture. Maybe he rehearsed it. And maybe he said, this is the time for me to put Psalms 34 verse 7 to work. Have mercy on me, Jesus, Son of David. God Almighty. Man, I tell you, man. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, man, it's time to get free. Man, this is not a time. It's time to get free. And some people just don't know how to get free, Brother SG. They don't know what it's going to take to get free. I'm trying to tell you as your pastor, in order for you to get to the next level, sometimes you got to cry out and come out of yourself. Not worrying about what your neighbor's thinking, not worrying about what your co-worker is saying, not worrying about how your boss is treating you. Cry out, Son of David, have mercy, oh God, oh man, on me. Maybe I'm just crying out by myself. Let me cry out by myself, because some of you still too ashamed to cry out. Maybe perhaps because you said it's not working because you tried it the first time. But I believe blind Bartimaeus said, I ain't tried just one time, sweetheart. I tried it the second time. Son of David, have mercy on me. One time ain't working, First Lady. Sometimes when you hear a song, maybe it didn't hit you the first time, so let me play it all over again, because maybe the second time I have to do it. It's the second time around, remember, that I found love, because the first time around, I didn't find no love, Brother Rick. So it's the second time around. Y'all know that song? Second time around, I'm going to find some love. Some of you, maybe it didn't work out the first time, but the second time, it's working. I said 8:28 Romans, all things work together for them that love God and what? Who are called according to his purpose. I believe blind Bartimaeus knew he had purpose, because the Bible tells me after he got his sight, he followed Jesus. He didn't just go the opposite direction as some people do, because there were some people who got their healing and they went the opposite direction and says, all I wanted from him was to be healed. All I want was for him to just bless me with a job. All I want from him is to give me certain things. But you know what? No. Blind Bartimaeus said, no. I got too much in me. Just because I can't see, I know what's in me. I believe blind Bartimaeus had a snapshot of his future. Spirit of the Lord must have shown him, this is not going to be your life forever. I want you to know, as your pastor, this is not, your condition is not forever. It is not terminal. That condition is not terminal. It's going to be a time, it's going to be a day, it's going to be an hour that Jesus is going to pass through your Jericho, pass through your neighborhood, and it's going to be up to you and me that we're going to come out of our pride, come out of our condition, and cry out, Son of David. Now, you know you got more neighbors than you think, because maybe when they hear it, they're going to come out too. So you got to override whatever is going on. Do you know how much noise was going on when he cried out? Didn't I tell you, when you're lacking in one sense, sometimes you override in another, or you make up in a difference? Maybe his voice override all the noise that was going on at that time. Enough for Jesus to stop. Jesus, man. He stopped. Do you know when Jesus stopped, the crowd stops too? Wherever Jesus go, they go. Wherever he stopped, they stop. And I believe when he stopped, the noise came down. It was calming down so he can know that Jesus is, he heard his cry. The Lord want me to tell you, he knows your cry, but he wants to hear your cry. He know your cry. That's not up for debate, but he wants to hear your cry. What am I doing? We're not just coming up with this message. This is prophetic. I'm speaking to you in real time. Blind Bartimaeus spoke directly, clearly, precisely, Son of David. No matter what was going on in his life, no matter what was noise that was, do you know when you need a breakthrough, there is always noise. Boisterous. When the winds were blowing, wasn't one of the disciples says, Lord, save me. Do you know the boisterous winds was probably typically can override the volume of Peter's voice? People believe it was his voice when he said, Lord, save me. How dare Peter try to stop blind Bartimaeus? Maybe it was Peter, because he had some audacity about him at times. He had some foolishness about him at times. But sometimes you forget about how you cried out. Now you want to stop the next man from crying out. Don't get in my way. Excuse me. Man, excuse me. I mean, I'm thinking about a crowd down on 42nd Street with all the noise and people moving and grooving and doing all kinds of things. And Jesus come off Broadway Street and all the noise going on. Son of David, I don't care what it looked like. I'm crying out. I mean, I know it's a police station centered over there. Arrest me, but I'm getting my blessing. If I'm going to get arrested, at least I'm going to walk out there seeing. Because I forbid to let somebody stop me from getting my blessing. I forbid to let somebody stop me from getting my breakthrough. I'm going to have the audacity. I'm not thinking about what you're saying. I need this breakthrough. And see, one thing about blind bodybuilders and other beggars and people who are homeless, they don't have no shame. No worse. But let me say it this way. They don't care what you think about them. Do you know some of us are still not delivered from people? And if you're not delivered from people, then you ain't, you're not, man, you don't know who you are. That's, I'm going to just put it this way. If you ain't delivered from who you, man, if you care about what the neighbor's saying versus what God says about you, man, God must have thought enough about him to stop his tracks. You think Jesus wasn't busy? He had a very busy schedule. His itinerary, he was on his way to Jericho to talk to a short man named Zacchaeus because he had purpose for him, who was another tax collector. So Zacchaeus jumped on the tree because he wanted to see about this Jesus. He was already on assignment, just like I'm on my assignment. But on my way, if I see a need, I got to stop what I'm doing on my tracks to make sure God is getting his point across. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. What do you need God to do? He don't need you tearing. He needs you crying out. Cry out to your Father. Tell Jehovah, if you need a provider, Jireh, I need you. You think he's not going to answer his name? He knows. If I call you, Brother SG, then you know that I'm calling you specifically. If I call you, Sister D, then you know I'm calling you specifically. If I'm calling you, First Lady, you know your name, but I'm not going to call you by your title. But if you know I'm calling you by your surname, you will answer because you know my name. My name, man. Man, out of all the disciples, man, I mean, think about this, Dan. It was more than one Jesus in that crowd. Let's not get it twisted. It was a crowd. It was more than one Jesus, but it was only one Son of David. Oh, let me go ahead and get in the flow here. It was only one Son of David out of the crowd. So if he could identify with Jesus, he could identify with the Son of God. Have mercy on me. That means DCM, if you got a particular need in God, you need to be very specific on what your need is. Because when he got to him, Jesus asked him, what do you need me to do for you? Do you think Jesus didn't know his condition before he came? If I see a man that can't see and they bringing this man up to me, do you not know that I have an idea what this person stand in need of? Jesus already knew what he needed of. Just like Jesus probably see our tears, but he ain't answering those. He said, what you have me to do for you? Tells me something, y'all. Let's get a little bit more in tune to this. Be a little bit more intentional. Be specific on the things you asking God to do. But I see some of y'all praying, but you ain't beating it. You ain't beating the right drum because you praying generally. Oh, I hear you. God says, I want you to pray specifically and call me by my name and cry out. I hear in Psalms 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, he says, turn from your wicked ways. Hear my cry, O Lord. Hear my prayer and I'll restore your land. Man, let me tell you, man, you don't be general with your prayers. Be very specific. Be intentional. If you are going to the grocery store and you're looking for a soda, you ain't going down the aisle where the sugar is. You going specifically where the drinks are because I'm being specific. But if I want to be general, then I'm going to go through various aisles to get all my collective purchases, right? But if I want one particular thing, I'm going specifically for that area. Man, but if I can't see and I'm having to depend on people to take me and hold me around all the shopping mall, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be specific where my vision is. I'm going to go purchase my vision. How am I purchasing it? Crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then I don't need nobody to kind of hold me around the other aisles because I can see now. The Bible tells me once the Lord called him up to him, you know he threw away his cloak. Which means he says, I don't want my past to have anything on my future. Because at that moment, a change was taking place. Even though he didn't have the visual at the time, he had faith at the time enough that I'm taking off this cloak. The cloak was a past issue. I'm taking off my cloak because I don't need this cloak. These are just baggages that I don't need. It's just weight on me that I can't do nothing with it. And the Bible says, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset me. His condition was just a weight. Some people might identify it as a sin, but some things you can't call a sin. Because even in chapter 9, John, when Jesus asked the disciples, do you think this man is blind because his mother and father sinned? And they said, well, yes, perhaps. He says, not so, but it was only for the glory of God. I'm trying to tell you, your condition is not because of something you did in your past. Your condition is because it's for the glory of God, so God can get the glory out of your story. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have a church that just want to keep quiet and look diplomat, but we have a church who going to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. We have a ministry that don't mind crying out. We have pastors that don't mind crying out. We have deacons that don't mind crying out. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of the resurrection, for it is the power of God. I'm telling you, start crying out to the Lord. Be specific, be intentional about specific things that you asking him to do. He had faith to go with the specifics. He had faith. He said, I'm tired of living this way. I don't want to just be begging. I want to be able to lend. I don't want to be the one with my hand just out. I want to be able to be the one to put some money in somebody else's hand. Because when you can see properly, it changes the dynamic. It changes your position. It changes your status. But when you don't have that, your mindset is wrapped up in your condition. And I understand some people, and I can feel you. Sometimes when you've been in a condition so long, like the man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, do you know how many people jumped in that pool when the angel was troubling the water before him? And he kept coming up with all these excuses, how everybody goes in before him. So he needed somebody to drag him in. Are we those type of people who going to sit around for 38 years waiting for our God to come through? Or are we going to find our way, set ourselves into this pool of Bethesda? The Bible says whoever got in first got their miracle. I mean, do you think blind Bartimaeus cared? After all of that, there was a crowd. Do you not know there was probably more people in that condition that was probably in that crowd that had a need, but they were just too afraid to say something, or maybe because the noise was too much. It was so many excuses, but blind Bartimaeus cared not. He worried not. He just decided that he was going to see today. I don't know if he spoke to himself and says, I'm going to see today. I will not be blind too much longer. I will not be broke too much longer. I will not lack too much longer. I will not suffer too much longer. I'm coming out of this thing. Oh, God, I'm praying for somebody right now who will be willing to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Psalms 34 and 7, I just read. He says, the poor man cried out, and he delivered me from all my fears. What are you fearing that's keeping you in the condition that you're in? What are you doing that you're not doing? It wasn't something that he needed an education to do. He cried out. How much education you need to cry out? I'm not going to just tell anymore, Brother Sean, but I'm going to cry out. I'm not going to tell Jillian Baptist. I'm going to cry out. I don't care what the condition is. I don't care what my future holds. All I'm going to do, I'm going to cry out loud. Don't hold me back. Don't hold me back. Don't hold me back. I got too much. Too much is at stake. I'm crying out, evangelist. I don't care what it looked like. I'm crying out. I don't care what it smelled like. I'm crying out. I don't care what they said. I'm crying out. Son of David, have mercy on me. On me. Not just them, but me. That's the time to be selfish. If you've never been selfish in every time, that is the time, because you need something for you. Oh, yeah, I hear you, God. Because you can't do nothing for nobody else if you're blind. Oh, yeah, because if you can't see, how the blind leads the blind. Somebody got to be able to see and able to empower the rest. We don't even know how sometimes, I don't know why I keep saying, I'm going back here again. Do you know we can see physically but still be blind spiritually? You worse off than blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus couldn't see naturally, physically, but he saw something spiritually. Enough to cry out, enough to know he was going to be heard at that time. Man. God, we thank you so much. God, we bless you. And we honor you. We thank you for this word. We honor you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody want to sow a seed? We have three ways that you can give. We have divinecontactministries.net. You're welcome to sow a seed. Whatever the Lord placed on your heart, we welcome every seed and we thank you for every seed. Then we have DCM 514 through our Cash App. You can give that way. And then we have DCM Venmo. You can give that way, 514, DCM 514. So those of you the Lord placed on your heart, we accept your gifts, no matter how big, not how many small, but we want to thank you for your seeds and all your contributions and your time and efforts. Those of you who don't know our visitors, we on YouTube, we on TikTok, Divine Contact Ministries. Those of you who don't know, our ministries is not just on Sundays, but we have Wednesdays Bible study at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have our men's group fellowship every second Thursday of each month. And we will continue our women's group once things get kind of we're going to revamp some of those things to get a specific date, perhaps maybe one day during the week versus a Friday. But we have ministries where you can get certain things, be able to talk. And maybe some of those times where you might feel like you're too busy, you can say, you know what? Maybe I need to get part of this men's fellowship. Maybe there's a job. Maybe there's a connection. Maybe it's somebody I need to meet. Maybe I get a part of the sister group so I can be able to connect to some women, women who got wisdom, women who got knowledge, women who got understanding, women who've been through some of these things that I'm going through now. We don't just have ministries so we can gather. We have ministries to meet people's needs and meet people where they are. Amen. And so as a pastor, I want to make sure I'm trying to do my best to meet everyone's needs through feeding you through the word on Sunday, feeding you through Bible study. You know, because we're learning every day. We're learning. And the more you learn, the more you grow, and the more you'll be able to identify who you are in God. You'll find out you got purpose. I want to tell somebody you have purpose on the inside of you. It may not look like it today because you might see yourself as blind Bartimaeus. You've been trapped. I don't know how old he was and I don't know how long he put up with that, but it wasn't no 1 year. He was a grown man. We do know that because he had enough age to go out. I'm not even quite sure if he had to be the one to be carried out there. Maybe he got tired of being carried on this road. Maybe he got tired of being led. Maybe he got tired of being, whatever it was enough to know I'm going to cry out today. Do you want to cry out to the Lord today? Is there something that's ailing you that you need to cry out to the Lord? You said, well, Pastor, I did it the first time, but do you realize blind Bartimaeus did it one time too? But it was the second time around that Jesus stopped and the crowd stopped with him. Then he asked him. No, people in between, shut up. I'm paraphrasing it. Quiet yourself. But I'm outside. I mean, if I'm outside, there should not be much of an echo. But if I'm inside closed doors, then the echo I could understand. But why are you telling me to shut up when I need this blessing right now? I need my breakthrough right now. I'm tired of living the way I'm living right now. I gotta cry out. Don't you know the Lord hears you? And he sees you. But there are certain things that we do. We don't think that's supposed to. God's not answering to the tears coming down your eyes. He answered to the cry out. I told y'all the story before. In 2014, your pastor didn't have a job. He was going through healing after a surgery. And it took me so long to bounce back. And things wasn't going my way. And for a while, and I'm trying to figure out. But yet, I'm a believer. And the Lord whispered to me. He said, you're not working, but I am. I want to tell y'all and remind y'all that you don't think he's working, but he's working. I gave you an illustration a few weeks ago that we don't know when we're in the earth is moving, but we don't know it's moving. That's how God is moving. But that one particular day on Jericho's road, blind Bartimaeus decided that he was going to put on that cloak, but he said, I'm not going to put on this cloak. This is going to be my last day putting on this cloak. I'm putting on this cloak for the very last day. I'm putting on this sadness for the very last day. I'm putting on this drought for the very last day. I'm taking off my cloak. I'm not wearing this cloak no more. This cloak reminds me of too many heart issues and memories. I don't want to go back to that past no more because it hurts me to keep putting on this cloak. But when I hear my name being called, this cloak coming off, and I would not go back to this cloak. I would not go back to being blind ever again. I shall see. Oh my I'm still ministering to some people. Yes. Oh, I know I am. I can't let loose off you because the Lord is still dealing with me to deal with you. Because some of you forgotten. Some of you was in my condition where you may not feel like things are working out for you. Some of you ready to run and you running, but you ain't running in the right places. Oh, some of you running. Y'all running, but you ain't running right, baby. You need to run to God, not away from him. And let me tell some people, when God get ready to do this for you, because he's going to do it for you, don't forget and try to go the opposite direction because you got what you need. Blind Bartimaeus made sure he followed Jesus after he got his sight. I believe because he knew he had purpose. Or do you know you have purpose? Because some people who don't know they have purpose, they'll just beg and ask. But a person who got purpose, they're going to follow. He knew Jesus was the true shepherd, the son of David. 42 generations from the loins of Abraham down through the loins of David. Joseph, being his adoptive father, came from Solomon. His mother, Mary, came from David's son, Nathan. That makes him a legitimate person to get that blessing. Son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and agree. We got to get ready to go in community service. I just want you to get free. I want you to get closer. I want you to be consistent in your worship. Be consistent in fellowshipping. Be consistent in following him. You got to be consistent. And who knows, maybe blind Bartimaeus have passed Jesus once before, but didn't get that breakthrough. Maybe he did. But we know that the story ends that he did get his breakthrough. Jesus was able to let him see. Keep in mind, this is something new, the transition of not seeing to seeing. It was the transition of it when you start seeing colors. Oh, God help me. In the beginning stages, as your eyes will start to open up, you'll start to see colors. If I can tell you, if you can keep your eyes closed for an hour, when you open your eyes, things won't look the same. Because your eyes is trying to adjust to lights and colors. Blind Bartimaeus had to adjust. Some of you, even though God's going to give you your breakthrough, you're still going to have to adjust. Because something new is about to happen in your season. Some of you are going to have to adjust. I hear you, Lord. You're going to have to adjust your position in life. You're going to have to adjust some of the conversations you're having. You're going to have to adjust some of the friendships you're keeping. You're going to have to adjust some of the ways you're meditating on, things you're meditating on too long that's not godly. You're going to have to adjust. Hear me when I say this. I took my clothes off for a reason because I'm adjusting. Because something that's too weighted on me, a cloak that was heavy, you can't do but so much. What it does, it keeps you still, or stagnant, so to speak. It's like weights, you know? And when you got weights on you, you're not as flexible as you should be. So I think when blind Bartimaeus heard his name and he took it off, he knew he had a better chance of getting closer quickly. Because he was a little more agile. I got to get a little free if I want to be able to take off some of these weights off me. Man, I tell you, the Holy Spirit is mighty. He's still ministering. I'm telling you, we get into a place where the Lord is still going to keep delivering people even to the very end. Because I know some people who are going to drop off this call and they're going to still have the same mindset that before they got here. So these are for those type people who still ain't convinced that he's God. Cry out. I said, cry out. If you didn't hear nothing else, maybe you're a selective hearer. Maybe, just maybe, but cry out to the Lord. Son of David, have mercy on me. That ain't many words. People think you got to pray long to get your breakthrough. He only said, Son of David, have mercy on me. He only said it twice, but he heard him the second time. God Almighty. God, you're awesome. Can we praise God, man? Seriously. Can we just lift him up? I mean, he deserved praise. If we praise him, you might get your breakthrough in your praise. I mean, whatever's weighed on you, take it off so you can get free. I'm not trying to give you a good word. I'm trying to get you free. Because I know what it feels like to be bound. I know what it feels like to feel like you desolate. Things ain't working to your good. I know what it feels like. You think I don't know? I know what it feels like. That's why the Lord had me go through it, so I can be able to be intimately acquainted with your needs. I know what it feels like to be stuck in a 4x4 or 5x5 bathroom, crying, tears coming down my eyes because things ain't working out for me, or at least quick enough. But I'm a believer. But see, the Lord knew. He knew. That's why he had to whisper that word to me. He said, you're not working, but I am. He's working, y'all. He's working. He's working. I said he's working. He's working on your job situation. I said he's working. He's working. He's working on building relationships that was broken. I said he's working. He is working on your behalf. Give him enough credit. I just, my biggest concern, and I shouldn't have this, but some things just weigh on me on purpose because I care about people. Because people get their breakthrough, they get their blessing, and then they just turn away. They don't follow God no more. They stop following God because they got what they think they need until they realize it wasn't nothing. It wasn't really nothing. God says, I just give you that. That ain't nothing for me to give you. It's more than where that came from. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this for the long haul. I don't just want $20 from the Lord. No, I don't want just $100 from the Lord. That's not going to cut it. No. I don't just want gas in my car. I don't need just that. I'm thankful. Don't get it twisted. I'm thankful, but I don't just need that. I'm not sticking around for God for $20 and a few gas. I'm not sticking to God for three square meals a day. I need more from God. I need a relationship with him. I need to know who I am. I need to know my uncertainties. I want to know why he let me go through certain things. And then he'll speak to me and whisper to me because I let you go through this on purpose because you needed to be intimately acquainted with a blind Bartimaeus type. So you know when you can see, you'll start to impart in the blind again. I believe blind Bartimaeus probably went back on that road of some sort. Jericho, I believe the Bible didn't tell us this, but I believe he had to go back to that road and said, come on, guys. Oh yeah, come on. I was once here. You remember me? So when you blind, you don't look the same anymore. Because you look different. You look different. If you were blind and all of a sudden you can see, you don't look like the same person. Maybe he left that cloak there for a reason. It's gonna stay right there. Matter of fact, that cloak should be your doormat. Every time you see it, just walk over it. It's a reminder of what you come from. So you don't get the big head. So when you get that nice house and you get that nicer condo, or when you see your bank account starting to roll up, you don't forget about that cloak. Don't put it on. Just walk over and just remind yourself, I remember you, but I would not wear you ever again in my life. I say money cometh to me. If you're having a financial crisis, money cometh. Lord, save me. Lord, I need a financial need. God, I need a breakthrough in my finances. Oh, God help me, man. I'm trying, man. I'm gonna give this to First Lady. We gotta go on about our communion service. Those of you who want to participate, come on and let's have communion. Brother SG, can you serve our communion for us this morning?
Yes. God.